Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to The Arts Show. This is me, Jib Grudowski, as always, your host here on The Arts Show. We're here on CJSF 90.1 FM, playing from Burnaby Mountain at LSFU University in British Columbia. As per the usual, this is The Art Show, where I do my very best to tell you about all those cool shows happening in and around the spine part of the fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. And today, we're returning to form. We have an interview for once in a while. Not for lack of trying. I'll admit, I've been taking it pretty easy on doing interviews since I've returned to the station and since COVID because, I don't know. I've been really freaking busy. But I can still do them. Just, you know, I'm a little rusty. But anyways, I have Kate Stevens, not Cat Stevens, from Studio 58, from the Langara Theater Program. They're doing a rendition of The Tempest by your boy Shakespeare, believed to be his last play. So stay tuned for that at, 5:20 or so and all that jazz. But before we hop into all the things that we do here on the show, we're going to take a little break.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary, emerging, and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
From Love to Love You Baby, bringing us in to this mix. Donna Summer's freaking legend. Really taking its time here. There we go. All right, let's tell you a little about what's going on tonight, Thursday night, here in our little beautiful armpit of Canada. Tonight, over at Lanaloo's, you have Savonarola, yeah, with special guests Dial 9 and Animals, wearing Animals, doing the thing at Lanaloo's. Tickets are $13 in advance, or $15 at the door. That's at 362 Powell Street. Savonarola, is an alternative rock band dubbed Desert Rock. So, quote, 2 feet in the past, 1 foot in the future. And Dial 9 is Dial 9, and Animals wearing Animals is music without a lyrical agenda. So do with that as you will. Again, that's happening over at 362 Powell Street, Lanelus. Get the pierogies. You won't be disappointed. Next up, over at the Fox Cabaret at the top of Mount Pleasant's big long hill on Main Street, we have Willie Carlisle, and with Rachel Bayman and Spank Williams doing the thing, giving you some twangy country tunage and all that jazz with a bit of a esoteric flair. So get ready for some boot stomping. So, you know, get some comforters in your boots if you're a one to stomp. So your heels will thank you. I mean, comforters in your shoes in general are pretty fantastic. I once had like those gel soles and like, oh, it's walking on a cloud. And let me tell you, while I do not endorse the use of psychedelics, if you do decide to go on psychedelics, I recommend very comfy footwear. And let me just say that. It'll feel very good to walk around in. Does that count as a PSA? No. Just some unsolicited psychedelic advice. Anyways, Willie Carlisle. I think that's it. Carlisle. With Rachel Bayman, Spank Williams at the Fox Cabaret for some country tunage. We'll hear some music from Rachel Bayman in a little bit. So don't miss that. That's tonight, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20 and stuff at the door. I don't know. Check it out. It's at the Fox Cabaret. Down the street from the Fox Cabaret at the Redgate Arts Society tonight at 8. You have Rat Silo, We Found a Love Burn, The Brahmin Kind, and Whack. Yeah, that's all happening there. So, good night of rock and roll. A bit of funky jammage. Groove-inducing jams to hit you over there. And as you can get tickets... at the door, $15 page can, no internal window, lack of funds. Over at the Redgate, Main and Third, tonight, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Be there. What do I got on the other screen? Oh, yeah, over at the Lido, tonight you have What with Aaron Reed. Funny guy and musician extraordinaire Aaron Reed with What, a nice trio of some rock and roll champions. Here in the area here. We're going to hear some music from What in a little bit there, so don't you go away. Once again, that's What, W-U-T, with Aaron Reed, W-A-R-O-N, Reed like the verb, at the Lido, over on Broadway, 518 Broadway, I don't know. It's, you know where the Lido is, just look it up, L-I-D-O. Over at 1822 Pandora Street, a.k.a. Green Auto, you have the PMC, Postmodern Connection Band, playing with Super Crystal and Holum, doing their respective things. We'll hear some music from PMC in just a little bit. But once again, tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m. for monies at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street. You have Super Crystal, PMC, and Holum. If you are also in the mood for some country music and are not in near the Fox Cabaret, but are more closely to the Heatley, you're in luck! Because you can also dilly-dally your way down over to the Heatley at Main and Heatley, believe it or not, for Rusty Ford doing the thing. He's got an album called My Truck, My Dog, and You. So, very country music from a man wearing musical notes on his jacket there. So, if you're looking for some down-home country tunage, it's also a good spot for it. I was there on Tuesday night, and just to get out of the house, I figured I'd go down there for, you know, hit the old watering hole, and I was delighted to hear the string band down there. They did a really great show. So if you ever see the string band over at the Heatley on a Tuesday night or whatever, I highly recommend it. There's some lovely tunes. I think they had Transporter on the TV. And some great beverages of all varieties and some tough quality food over at the Heatley. Good spot. Good, check it out if you like yourself some down-home country stringing. And with that, we're going to get into some tunes here. So let's kick it country style. We're going to start off with some music here from Rachel Bayman from Nashville, Tennessee. This is Lovers and Leapers.
I've come to know. So as we make our way along, please let me dedicate this song to lovely you, to lovely you, to lovely you. To lovely you, to lovely you, to lovely you. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Let me tell you about what you just heard. That was What with Daily Chores from their Now album from a couple, how many years ago? Three. Oh, they released it on Valentine's Day. How sweet. Yeah, you can catch them at the Lido tonight with Aaron Reed doing their respective things. Yeah, should be great. Probably like 8 o'clock or so? I don't know. Be there. Before that, you heard Whack with It's On off their album Your Band Is Whack. They're playing at the Red Gate tonight, 8 o'clock, with We Found a Lovebird, The Brahmin Kind, and Rat Silo. So, check out some eclectic mix of rock, funk, and power pop down at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night. Be there. Before that, you heard some funny music from a funny man, Rusty Ford. What was that line? Even if I'm snoring, or if I fart, I still hope you find it in your heart. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, if you like your country with a little funny twang to it, go check it out. That was over at, that's going to be at the Lido tonight, 8 o'clock. That was his song by Rusty Ford. Love that too. At the top of that, sir, you heard Rachel Bainen with Lovers and Leavers off their album Culmination of Sorrow. Culmination of Sorrow? Anyways, they're playing with Will Carlisle with Anna Spank Williams tonight, Thursday night, 8 o'clock at the Fox Cabaret. $20 plus stuff, I assume. Should be a fun little rock show. Anyways, I have alluded to an interview, and allude no more I shall. I'm going to pass it off to myself from a couple hours ago and take you through Shakespeare's The Tempest with Kate Stevens. Hi, my name is Jake Gradowski. I'm here for CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby at Simon Fraser University in the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. And today, we are heading back to the theater to see and experience The Tempest with Studio 58 here. And I'm joined by our very own Prospera, Kat Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jacob. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And yeah, it's not often I have. Like, last time I delved into Shakespeare was, I don't remember what play we were talking about last time, but I do enjoy returning back to my my very lovely copy of A Complete Works of Shakespeare.
Yeah. So yeah, the dusty text that sits on all our shelves.
I've got this like 80-year-old book here of that's just the entire works. It's a beautiful book that I get to bust out every now and then.
I've got that one too.
Hey.
Yeah. I've got it in blue.
Nice. I'll trade you. I love blue. So, The Tempest, believed to be one of Shakespeare's last plays here. And, you know, Studio 58 takes it, storms the stage with this classical play of magic, scorn, and revenge that are at the most forefront of this performance, showing the brutal side to the human complex psyche. But in classical Shakespeare style, slowly turns things around for the audience, giving way to love, mercy, and forgiveness. You know, how does our cast of players do it? How can we drape these themes over the world of today? Let's cast a spell here with Prospera, Kat Stevens, to show us how we do it. But before we hop into the play, I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell listeners a little bit about yourselves, on or off the stage.
Yeah, sure. So I've been on the stage for probably 15 years now, and I've worked on and off stage as an actor, stage manager, sometimes a designer, but I really honed in on the act. Is my favorite thing to do. And so I do that. And when I'm not on stage, I instruct kids yoga.
Fantastic. You've got a directorial heart and an actor's soul.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
All right. Let's begin The Tempest, which starts off quite aptly in the midst of a terrible storm where the kings, dukes, and nobilities of Milan and Naples are absolutely dunking on the desperate crew of their ship that's being torn apart by a certain magician's storm.
Mm-hmm.
How does your lovely team set the stage here for this violent event?
Well, it's in a way I don't think anybody's ever seen before. We've transformed the entire first scene into a little bit of a soundscape movement extravaganza. Our like incredible sound designer Mary Jane Coomber and our movement director Lisa Fay and our director Diana Donnelly have been working to create this mash of storm and people, and we've been working in the abstract. So you're going to see, I don't want to spoil it too much, but you're going to see a storm and a tempest made of humans and Whoa. Not of water.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining a lot of interpretive dance that's been quite nicely honed to create this horrible cataclysm of
Yeah, in true Shakespeare form, it's taking something quite devastating and turning it into a beautiful thing to watch.
I love to hear it. I can't wait for our audiences to have an experience to see that. I was looking a few through some of the press photos Hala was nice enough to give me, and I mm-hmm. saw quite a fair bit of recycling products. Can you tell yes. me a little bit about that?
So our production of The Tempest is it's such a good time to do it because it's a play that was written in the early 1600s, and it's still pertinent today. That's why we still do Shakespeare, because all the themes, it's the origin of so many of the themes that we still deal with, because humanity, we go through the same cycles.
And so
today, absolutely. And so today, what we've done is our incredible set designer, Emran Sefko, has fashioned this set entirely made of garbage and recycling. So on this island, exploring these themes of colonialism and taking over land, it's as soon as outsiders enter this island, with them comes all of this garbage and all of this debris and decay. And underneath all of the garbage is the last remnants of fruit and grass and trees. And those are only accessible to the island by Caliban, who's played by Emma Sudhill. And he is a native to the island, or was brought there when he was very young. And so he's the only one who can reach through the garbage and find the food and find the nature and the beauty in there. And that's a really gorgeous framework that Diana's built for us here.
It's interesting to see Caliban be, you know, more than just like some witch's son and some indentured servant who's just mm-hmm. being pushed around by Prospera to do all sorts of labors. Because, you know, I think this strange ogre-ish character could have a lot more going on for him, and they've collectively given him a bit more to do.
Yeah, it's really great because you see the way that Caliban is traditionally played, and there's definitely elements of that here in this production, but it's also so wonderful because there's within this, as storytellers, our job is not to answer questions, it's to ask them, of course. Mm. And so we're here portraying as honestly as we possibly can these people, all of these incredibly flawed people who've done a lot of good things and a lot of bad things in their own eyes and in the eyes of others. And Caliban is both a victim and a perpetrator, just as Prospera is, just as Ariel is, just as Sycorax, Caliban's mother, is, all of the royals, every character. It's subjective. A lot of the things are almost pretty much objectively awful that happen. But the great thing about theater and the great thing about getting to dive into these characters is that you get to not judge them. And there's a little bit of every single character living inside of all of us.
Yeah, I was about just thinking that, because like at first we look at Prosper as you know issue that they're dealing with there. Mm-hmm. They've been usurped by their brother. Which character was it again?
In our production, it's Antonia.
Yeah. Antonia usurped Prospera of their title of mm-hmm. Duke of Milan and exiled to an island with their mm-hmm. I think 3 or 4 year old daughter at the time for the last dozen years, only mm-hmm. kept busy by reading their books and mm-hmm. their desire to get revenge.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of us can relate to, you know, getting revenge at some point. Like, I love revenge movies. Like, The Brave One is one of my favorites.
We all have a little bit of Schadenfreude. And it's so interesting because what happened to Prospera and Miranda, her daughter, who's played by Mariana Zazoulis, she was essentially